Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Yo, what's happening, what is going on? Yo, if this is your first time listening, welcome. Yo, check it out. What we'd like to do here at Cybershot Podcast, talk about daily topics and living life to the best. It's ups and downs, and hey, fighting that battle. And we also like to bring that welcome to Cybershot Podcast. Yo, here we go. No days off. That's right. Check it out. I've changed the podcast up a little bit, what I'm going to be doing, right? There's a little something towards the middle of the podcast, which is going to be somewhat of a theme. That's right. And jumping off the air, that's right. We're going to go straight in to the first caller of the open mic of 2021. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Hey, my friend, Positive Vibes here. Hope all is good with you. Just leaving you a message, my friend. We've been connected, of course, for quite a while, and just always try my best, you know, to move forward, continue to connect, engage, whether it is through podcasting, whether it's on other social platforms. My friend, keep doing your thing, keep being you. You know, I always put it out there that we're all in this together. We're all trying. We're all living. We're all just trying our best for sure. But, positive vibes for myself. It's been 8+ years. As my phrase goes, positive vibes. I wear the mask. Main concept, don't judge a book by its cover. Main goal, spreading the positivity any way possible. Keep doing you, my friend. Keep being you. And I'll catch you on the next one.
So I'm like, all right, hold on. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep the beer in the back seat, right? I'm just going to dip in the house real quick. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you know damn good and well they was waiting for me to roll up. So I roll up, right? And they were like, Cyber.
Yo. Let's go, baby.
I'm like, oh, shit, man. Let me go ahead on and fall up over here and see what the hell is going on, man. Yeah, we had that old school. You know what I'm saying? They had the old school jumping out. You know what I mean? What was they playing, man? You know some old school, some Al Green. You know what I mean? Some Otis Redding. You know, some old school funk, man. Some blues, some jazz. You know what I'm saying? So, man, they are over there and they are fucking lit. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to be out here the New Year's. I got to get... I gotta get away. Somebody help me. So, and now check this out, man. It's always an honor to see someone 81 years old in good shape, good mind, and good health. And they were lit, man. I think they've been drinking all fucking day. I'm like, oh shit. They was like, yo, man, you want a shot, man? Come on, get you a shot. Now, they all know that I drink brown. You know what I'm saying? Actually, I only drink Hennessy. Whatever. That's my preference. Hey, that's what I run on. And, they were drinking some Grey Goose. Oh, here I go, yo. They're drinking some Grey Goose, army. The combat bottle, the big. I'm like, oh, shit, man. And that bitch was halfway empty. I'm like, yeah, y'all. Whew. Y'all been going ham. So anyway, I was like, yeah, man. It was like, check this out, man. You know what I really enjoyed about this? Everybody. You know, they had the mask on, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was 6 feet apart, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can't drink with the mask on, but take, you know, if you got clues, you put your mask on, whatever, man, take precautions, you know what I mean? Whatever, it is what it is, man. It was like, yo, you got a cup? I was like, nah, hold on. I can't drink out of a plastic cup. I'll be right back. Went in the house, done. Came back with my shot glass. It was like, oh, fancy, huh? This fella's right here is fancy. I'm like, say what? And we were just sitting around kicking it, man. And the cool thing about it, man, they was all telling stories, right? And actually, I got to tell one of my stories. Of course, I was last in line because I'm only in the 50 club. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, someday you too can be a member of the 50 club. Holler at me when you're in the 50 club, man. Yeah, Tell me how your life changed. But anyway, so the elder in his 80s, 81 years old, man. That's just a beautiful sight, man. So we're all drinking. He was telling us stories about when he was younger and shit. And it was like, damn it, man. That's, man, wow. To see the journey that you've taken in life, to live this long and still be out here kicking it. You know what I'm saying? Man, it's nothing like hanging around the elders, man. To me, anyway, you know, it's cool. And what made it so bad, man, you know, the young fellas, you know, they coming around the corner like, oh, shit. Oh, hell no. Get away from them. You don't want to go fucking with them motherfuckers over there. Just keep going. Keep going. Don't look at them. Keep going. I'm like, huh? What? Come on, man. Don't be like that. So we going up, right? We're going up. Hey, okay. Calm down on the effects, Cyberchess. So anyway, we're going up, right? And okay, like I said, it was like, I don't know if they planned this shit or what, man, but everybody was telling the story. And the generation 81, 70, 60, then yeah, anyway, I didn't get my story till I didn't even feel like telling the story. I was just in awe by all the cool ass stories they were telling me and shit. And the one is 80. He was doing this crazy ass dance. Yo, man, this is how you used to walk in the club back in the day. I'm like, what the entire hell are you doing, man? That's what I didn't say. I'm just looking like. Then as I proceeded to sip on that Grey Goose, I'm like, hey, how you do that shit, man? Show me how to do that shit, man. One more time. He like this? He like, hell no, man. I like that. Like this. Everybody cracking up and shit. Said, man, I can't do that shit. He's like, I know. You ain't practicing enough. This is how we used to do it back in the day. Now, check this out. I don't look in the past. I look forward. And everything in front of me, I love. That's right. I love to make it work or love to get it the fuck up out my way. You know what I mean? But anyway, then we go down to the 70-year-old. Now, he's breaking it down, man. He's on the ground and shit. I'm like, man, no, we need some cardboard out here and shit. What the hell? They were doing all these crazy-ass dances. I was like, now, that I won't be doing. Nah, bruh. Yeah, that is kind of dope, though, man. Fucking people driving by, stopping and looking and shit like, oh, you all right? You keep it moving, man. Nothing to see over here. Scram, kid. You bother me, see? But anyway, man, it was all around good time, man. Yeah, just spreading some positive energy, getting some life lessons from the elders, you know what I mean? And, yeah, we all learn from each other, you know what I'm saying? I learn from a lot of people younger than me, and I really appreciate that. Knowledge is knowledge, no matter where you get it from, you know what I mean? So hopefully everybody starting off this year in a focused mind state, you know what I mean? Because these podcast streets are so ugly, aren't they? Oh, my goodness, man. Hey, don't come over here with that bullshit, though.
Kevin.
So are you ready? Or
Kevin.
The new thing of Cybershots podcast. Okay, check this out. Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to do, well, hold up. First of all, let me give my disclaimer. Check this out. Being a podcaster on the platform Spotify Anchor, which Spotify bought Anchor, they allow you to play 30 seconds of an artist song, and they also get paid for the stream so that you do not get a copyright infringement or a strike. Once again, the artists are getting paid for these 30-second streams, you know, just in case you want to try to do a battle. Yeah, just make sure that all ends are covered, you know what I mean? Make sure the artist gets paid for the stream. So anyway, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to give you a battle between T.I. and Busta Rhymes. So are you ready? First up, we have T. T.I. Yo, check this out. I just realized if I did my battle, T.I., battling Busta Rhymes, you would only be able to hear it on Spotify. So I'm going to have to scratch that. I think I'm going to do that on my live stream. Yes, I will be streaming again this year. You know where to find me at. I will be streaming. Got to stop by there. Probably be on the weekends. You know what I'm saying? Will actually be the only time that I will be able to stream. But anyway, damn, man. I really wanted to do that shit. But anyway, I'll do it on a live stream. But check this out, though. Oh, okay, I can finish the stories that we were doing. Now, I finally, you know, get a chance to tell my story. Yeah, whatever. They were like, yeah, okay, that's cool. That's cool, guy. Yeah, whatever. Here's the funny thing, though. Now, they enjoyed my story. I did it in one of my story times. But anyway, that was kind of, yeah, that was kind of one of those. Yeah, I don't want to put that out on the airwaves again. I might incriminate myself, allegedly. No, actually, it was a totally different story. I'm lying. That was a whole totally different story. But anyway, here's the thing. Everybody, all these guys' wives were checking on them, right? Calling them, like, this shit was funny. Like, you know, they'll sit up there, you know, their phone will go off. Like, wait, hold up. Is that the new iPhone? Yeah. Yeah, it's a new one. Fuck out of here. Anyway. What's, you don't like it? No, I don't. Anyway. I don't like that shit. Straight hating over her. But anyway. they calling and shit. Like, yo, you better be in the house with a cannon. Yeah, we know the cannon. Next person, like, yo, you better be in the house with that cannon go. You know, next person, the cannon. Now, y'all probably saying, what's the big deal about a cannon? There's this idiot police officer, ex-retired police officer, this fucking idiot that stays in our neighborhood. That's right, you are a complete idiot. Who has a cannon? Who the fuck has a cannon? And who has a fucking permit to light that bitch up? I don't know, he's firing blanks, but still, man, this motherfucker... 4th of July, all these goofy ass holidays and shit. This motherfucker is shooting the cannon, right? Now, people in, you know, in the neighborhood are like, well, okay, this motherfucker shooting a cannon. Oh, all right, then. You know, you got the fireworks going off. Then all of a sudden you hear, I say, oh, hold up. That's a Tech Nine. That's a Desert Eagle. Okay, time to, I mean, you're shooting it in the air, but how fucking stupid is that to shoot the shit in the air because you don't know where the bullet's going to land? They did that shit in the Wild Wild West, but they were on horses and they kept it moving. Yeah, we also had a couple people get hit by stray bullets. So when you hear the cannon, it's time to bring your ass in the house because that's when the shit goes down. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, it's crazy, man.
Cyber One Production. Banzai.
Yo, check it out. Check it out. Now, what we do is they start going into sports. You know what I mean? Which is cool, you know. I'm talking about it, boom, 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 you know what I'm saying? Y'all know that I have stopped watching sports due to the simple fact that I feel that the shit is watered down, all the rules have changed, blah, zee, blah, whoop-dee-whoop, you know what I mean? The fuck you talking about? But anyway, you know, we're going into sports and shit, so I'm like, yo, man, all right, I'm going to go back to work, man. They was like, oh, yeah, you going to do your podcast? I was like, yeah. Like, damn, how the fuck they know I got a podcast? Because you told them, you tell them every day, download, like, share, and subscribe. Oh, yeah, that's And it was like, hey, yo, check this out. You know what to really step your podcast game up? And my uncle was like, yeah, podcasting. Yeah, I prefer broadcasting on a syndicated level. You know what I mean? That way you'll probably get more streams if you were syndicated. And I'm like, what? Come on, man. Of course you're going to get more streams if you're syndicated. Anyway, I have a podcast working on a broadcast. It was like, yeah, now step your game up. Let me drop this gem on you. Now, I know you don't like watching sports, but check this out. If you listen to sports, right, just listen to the highlights and listen to the commentators. They will never pop. Listen to their voice. Their shit is perfect, man. They found their voice. Everything's jumping. You won't hear any pops. You won't hear nothing, man. And just listen to them. Even when they get excited, listen to their voice. And I've been doing that. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing that. Actually, I listen to the highlights every now and then. You know what I mean? When I get my homie a ride to work, he listens to the highlights and shit, you know, and I'm like, damn, man, I'm listening to the dude's voice. And lo and behold, hey, Hunk dropped that gem on me. So, yeah, I'm checking out sports again. I'm listening to sports, you know what I mean? And y'all check that out too, man. Listen to the podcasters. Listen to the broadcaster's voice, man. You know what I mean? Plus, they talk a lot of shit. It's funny, man. Having some of those guys are funny as hell, though. You know what I mean? But yeah, this has just been a very little short beginning of the year, no days off podcast. And I hope that each and every one of y'all stay safe. I appreciate y'all for stopping by. You know what I mean? And as I always say it this time, I am up out of this bitch.
Now go tweet that on Twitter.